This doctor, this is dictating on Ina Jones, I-N-A, Ina Jones, J-O-N-E-S, date of birth, 6-26-41. Today's date is 3. Let's see, today's date of visit was 3-18-22. Next, next line, chief complaint is chronic bronchitis, bronchiectasis, and interstitial lung disease. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 80-year-old female who has a past history of chronic bronchiectasis. I'm sorry, chronic bronchitis with bronchiectasis and history of interstitial lung disease as well as MAC, M-A-C, infection, and history of obstructive sleep apnea. Has been on home O2 at 2 liters nasal cannula continuously. The patient has been evaluated previously by a pulmonologist in New Jersey and has been treated for MAC but was unable to tolerate any antibiotics and also had C. diff colitis, which was treated for over 4 months. Subsequent to that, she has been followed by the infectious disease service, but presently she is not on any antibiotic therapy. She complains, next paragraph, she complains of shortness of breath, wheezing, chest tightness, apnea, and denied any leg edema. The patient's most recent chest CT was from December 30, 19. It showed multiple ground glass lung opacities in the upper lobes and also a calcified left apical nodule. Calcified left apical nodules and extensive bronchiectatic changes in the right upper lobe associated with the tree in bud configuration, tree, T-R-E-E, in bud configuration, possibly suggesting atypical mycobacterial infection. Period. The patient also had a previous PFT in 2019, which showed reduced FEV1 and FVC and normal total lung capacity. Sputum in August 2019 was positive for MAC. Repeat sputum was not sent. The patient denies any hemoptysis, fevers, chills, or night sweats, or recent weight loss. Next paragraph, past history includes history for bronchiectasis and recurrent bronchitis, history of atrial fibrillation, status post-ablation, past history of hypertension. She had cataract surgery and colonoscopies. Also had a hysterectomy in 1968. And has obstructive sleep apnea. Denies history of diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. Patient is a non-smoker. Alcohol use, minimal. Next paragraph. Family history, mother died of old age, father's illness unknown. Next paragraph, med list included metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, valsartan 160 by 12.5 milligrams HS. Oxygen 2 liters all the time, and Ventolin inhaled 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph, system review. The patient had no weight loss. No fever, fatigue, said cataracts removed, said no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleed, she has sleep apnea, and history for rectal bleeding, said shortness of breath, wheezing, and occasional cough. Denies chest pain, but has jaw pain and palpitations. No leg swelling. Denies anxiety or depression. Says joint pains. Denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. And next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white female, has no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, or clubbing, or edema. Blood pressure is 120 by 70, pulse 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 148, saturation 94. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils reactive, sclera with clear throat, is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Example, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the basis. Occasional wheezes are heard throughout both lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, as one of the S2 with no murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, normal reflexes, there were no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions were observed. Next paragraph, impression number one, bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis, number two is interstitial lung disease, chronic, number three is obstructive sleep apnea, number four, hypertension. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to continue with O2 at 2 liters. Advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and a CT chest without contrast. and a CBC complete metabolic profile. She'll use the albuterol inhaler 2 plus QIDP-RN. Advised to see infectious disease service for evaluation. Also use Mucinex 600 milligrams POBID. And a follow-up visit here in 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Period.